Welcome to Perek Yud of Divrei Hayomim Beis. Here we have the Nevuah. Do you remember Hashem said that he's going to split the kingdom? So we have Rechavam, who is Shlomo Melech's son. He goes to Shechem instead of Yerushalayim for the coronation because the northern tribes want to appoint the former rebel Yerovam ben Nevat. Doesn't go down too well in Jewish history, Yerovam, because we are going to see he's going to set up what would become idols to prevent people from going or to discourage people from going to Aliyah LeRegel. Either way, the northern tribes refuse to come to Yerushalayim. Yerovam hears about this. He comes back from Mitzrayim. He'd been exiled by Shlomo. He confronts Rechavam. Yerovam says, Rechavam, lower the taxes. Rechavam asks for 3 days to consider this. If you remember, there's a split between the older advisors, the younger advisors. The older advisors say, you're right, reduce the taxes, reduce the pressure. The younger advisors say, no, show them that you mean business. Increase the taxes. Yeah. Unfortunately, Rechavam listens to the younger ones, Binyan Yeladim Stira, when they suggest, when inexperienced people suggest something that looks constructive, it's destructive. And the wise people sometimes can tell you, take a step back, that's what you need. This, of course, was a plan by Hashem to split the kingdom. The third day, Rechavam gives them an answer. He says that, you know, he's going to increase what his father did. Of course, they didn't like this, the people, they rejected him. They rejected him such to the point that the tax collector called Hadoram, when he was collecting the tax, he was pelted to death with stones. Rechavam runs away and he flees back to Yerushalayim. Yeah, unbelievable.